Hi, BookBite. I'm sustainability expert and professor Ashley Piper, and I'm excited to tell you a little bit more about my upcoming book, No New Things, a radically simple 30-day guide to saving money, the planet, and your sanity. I'm going to share five key learnings from my book that will hopefully give you a better idea of what it's all about and get you excited to learn more about your consumption habits and how to wrangle them for your healthiest, happiest, most sustainable life ever. Let's get started. One, it's not you, it's us. If you feel you wrestle with overconsumption or just buying way more stuff than you like, you are not alone. 54% of Americans report feeling stressed by their stuff, 60% say they don't have enough time in the day, and 80% are in some form of consumer debt. Overconsumption distracts us from what's really important and steals our time, energy, money, and peace of mind, not to mention harms the planet. Safe to say, if you're feeling uncomfortable with your relationship to shopping, you're probably experiencing one or more of these side effects. Two, it's not your fault. Our drive to buy more, buy better, and seek out stuff to meet or fulfill basically every need and emotion we as humans experience is the result of decades of deft marketing programming. Starting at the dawn of the Industrial Revolution, Americans fundamentally shifted their consumption habits, and World War II turned consumerism into a patriotic act. From 1941 to 1945, advertising expenditures grew from $2.2 billion to $2.9 billion. And the 1950s were seen as the advertiser's dream decade. Just think about Mad Men. Today, companies collectively spend nearly $515 billion annually on marketing in the U.S. alone, much of which is devoted to consumer insights, data, and research. That's right, understanding you. I don't want to sound like I'm wearing a tinfoil hat, but there are entire departments that track how you buy, when you buy, what you buy, as well as your demographics like income, gender identification, marital status, and more. They even track things like the weather or whether or not you've received a tax refund. It's no wonder, then, that we're constantly exposed to advertisements that show us exactly what we supposedly need or what they can convince us we need. Three, this is your brain on shopping. This conditioning isn't just historical. It's omnipotent and happening to you right now. And it's nearly inescapable. It's morphed over the years to create an uncomfortable, unsustainable pattern that keeps industry overproducing, marketing playing on our emotions, and advertising driving us to buy because we just don't feel good enough. When you enter a store, just the act of browsing initiates the release of dopamine. So what you sometimes conflate with a feeling of pleasure is really you just being flooded by desire. Now, let's say you're a little stressed out or excited going into your shopping trip. Adrenaline then enters the equation, heightening your senses and making you more impulsive. You're essentially high, teetering between feeling in control and out of control, which ratchets up the dopamine release even more. But the interesting and kind of savage part about dopamine is that it's released in anticipation of getting the thing you want. That's right, before you even receive the item you're coveting, dopamine begins to Irish goodbye, leaving you feeling kind of empty. And that's why so many shoppers actually feel worse or regret buying many of their impulse purchases. The emotional high isn't meaningfully sustained. And if you repeat this process regularly or routinely, aka you shop at the same places around the same time, dopamine interacts with the part of the brain responsible for habit formation to recognize your behavior as a pattern and eventually automate it into habit. And now, impulsive shopping is coded in your brain as part of how you function. Gosh, is it just me or does this scenario sound really familiar? It's because this is biochemically similar to what happens when someone is addicted to drugs or alcohol or anything really. So when you feel powerless over your shopping impulses, I want you to remember you are wired to chase your next fix. Four, the solution? No new things. Help is on the way, and it's in the form of my 30-day No New Things Challenge. designed to help you build strong neural pathways that move you away from knee-jerk shopping and toward more sustainable, economical, circular ways of getting your needs met. Each day is designed with an action item and reflection that is relatively easy to do, but incredibly powerful for building new habits and a new relationship to shopping. Moreover, these action items help you extend the longevity of the things you already own, tap into the gratitude for the abundance you already have, declutter your space and schedule, save hella money, focus on your goals and dreams, and nurture the things that actually matter and make your life better. You'll get back more time and enjoy less stress, and that's just the beginning. And the awesome news is that you don't need any supplies or fancy connections to get started. No New Things is as easy as turning off the shopping tap and learning to redirect your shopping impulses to healthier-for-you activities that get you closer to the kind of life you want to lead. 5. Make it stick. The rest of the book covers how to keep this No New Things mindset and habit shift going as a lifestyle, and an enjoyable one at that. You'll hear from some of the tens of thousands of real people who've done the challenge with remarkable results. From the family that saved enough money and got organized so they could adopt a little girl, to the woman who saved a whopping $36,581 just from items she wanted to buy, tracked, and didn't. And yeah, I consider that actual savings because she literally saved herself from spending that amount. No New Things gives you the tools, guidance, and support to shift your mindsets and habits and in turn live better lives while also being better to others and the planet. And you're in great company. Thousands have participated in No New Things before it was ever a book. So just imagine the community doing the challenge right alongside you right now. And now imagine the broader, powerful impact that can make. Getting closer to a more peaceful, prosperous, satisfying life for you while also upending epidemic overconsumption. Heck yeah, that is a win-win. Thanks for listening, and I truly hope you enjoy reading No New Things and doing the 30-Day Challenge.